In John chapter, 18. John chapter 18, and we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 40. John 18, beginning in verse 1, these are the words of God. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden, into the which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oft times resorted thither with his disciples. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Then asked he them again, Whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spake, Of them which thou gavest me have I lost none. And Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, Put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it? Then the band and the captain and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first, for he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. And Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. But Peter stood at the door without. Then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Now saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. And the servants and officers stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold. And they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me, what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? Now Annas had sent him bound unto Caiaphas the high priest. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore unto him, Art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, saith, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew. Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment. And it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out unto them and said, What accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him, and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death. That the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. But ye have a custom, that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. Those are God's words. Following Jesus' prayer in the garden in chapter 17, we see in the first 12 verses of this chapter and chapter 18 how Christ was arrested following his being betrayed by Judas Iscariot, his own disciple. The chief priests and Pharisees took Jesus away as a prisoner. And through verse 27, we see how Jesus, before his attackers, was questioned, abused, struck. As well, we see Peter is another disciple denying him three times. All part of the humiliation of Jesus Christ. And then the remaining verses through verse 40, we see how Jesus was persecuted before Pilate. Having been examined by him, Pilate found him that he had no fault at all in him. Innocent. And that the Jews, choosing Barabbas to be set free instead of Jesus, who was innocent, showing Pilate being a wicked ruler and not releasing the innocent and being just, and the Jews wicked and desiring as a mob to release the wicked and the sentence the innocent to death. Here again we see the suffering servant, Jesus Christ, in his great humiliation leading to the cross. Here is his being beaten for you, his being scourged for you, abused for you, that you would not suffer forever, but have life in Christ. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, how great a Savior we have. What a blessing it is that we have Jesus, who suffered for us, not only in his life, but in his death. And here, we praising you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for his great sufferings on our behalf. That in union with Christ in his death, we have died to sin. And so now in union with him, we live forever. We will live forever in Christ. Those of us who are your people and those of us who will be your people, even of our children. We ask for your help, that you would show mercy to us. For we are, again, no different than these Jews, or like a mob, living like the world. Hypocrites who desired death in their hearts and yet wanted nothing to do with death in their bodies. And Father, just like the Jews, we like to think ourselves pious, and yet really our actions speak for themselves that we are not. Our heart speaks, showing how sinful we still are. And so again, we plead that you would forgive us and show mercy to us. Father, we also pray and ask for your help for the congregations of your church, those who need a minister of the gospel, those who need the word and the sacraments and prayer, that you would send that to them. And so we pray for the Westminster Church in Laramie and Manhattan, that you would grant to them the ordinary means of grace. And Father, we ask that you would therefore provide a minister for them. We pray also for our presbytery and for our session and for our synod. If there be any sin that we are committing or leading sheep in, that you would turn us from such a course to you, the living and true God in truth, that you would grant to us faith in your word and faith, the sufficient amount of faith to follow you in all things, the grace to do so, and your Holy Spirit to strengthen us in it. For we are up against sin of the people, sin in our flesh of ourselves, and the fear of man. And so strengthen your elders of your church to rule well and to shepherd and pastor well. I pray for our deacons, that you would grant to them greater knowledge of their duty, give them greater opportunity to minister the gospel to the Church of Jesus Christ. We ask for your blessing to be upon this congregation. Not that we deserve it, for we have deserved all your curses and wrath. But Father, grant us your blessing, that your name would be exalted. While we pray and plead for the families who have been affected this yesterday, I believe it was, and Friday night, of the tornadoes that went through, killing so many, and still more who have died being revealed. And Father, we pray that you would comfort your children who have been affected by this. You would supply their every need. We're thankful and give you all the praise that you are the God who sends tornadoes, that you are the God who judges. And Father, as this is a judgment upon our nation, upon certain peoples, I'm sure, in your great sovereign plan, Father, we pray that as judgment has come, you would cause your elect to see your judgment, the justice that you have brought, your holiness, that they would hear the message that the saints proclaim of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that sinners would be turned unto Christ, that they would repent and believe the gospel, lest a greater judgment comes. And Father, greater judgments will come, unless these states and your churches and this nation repent and turn from wickedness, wickedness of murdering of children, wickedness of murdering adults and their older age, wickedness and sexual perversities and adulteries and fornications. But above all, Father, wickedness and idolatry and taking other gods and worshiping them and worshiping self above you. How wicked this nation is, and how we mourn for the souls of these people that many we come in contact with every day, who keep turning from you and keep thinking that their God must be a politician or their job and money or pleasure or things. But Father, we ask that you would do a great work and send revival and thus send your Holy Spirit to change hearts in many, many people, even our rulers, that they would love you, that they would covenant with Christ your Son, that they would rule according to your word, and that we would love your law. All the citizens of this nation would love your law and love you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That is our prayer. We know that at some point in the future, you will bring about a great revival where all the Gentiles coming in, that the Jews in great massive number will come in and be brought unto you in faith. And the many nations will come unto you and covenant with your Son. And so we pray for it now, that you would bring this about at the right time as you have promised, and which we know with all of our heart that you are faithful. And so you will bring it about at the right time. And so we put our trust in you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.